Hello, good evening. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Jesse calling you from National Opinion Surveys. And I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Do you have time?
How long is it?
It takes around 7 to 10 minutes. It depends on how fast we go through it.
I'll try. It depends on what you're asking.
Okay. Bear with me here. First of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And you are 18 years or older to register to vote, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask you your race?
African American,
okay. And I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are you 50-50, or you probably not vote?
I'm voting.
Okay. What is your age?
Do I have to answer that?
You're not obligated to anything, but it would be nice if you answered that.
I can give you a range.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, between 55 and 60.
Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
As important.
Okay. Now, what makes you feel the way about the importance of the voting in the selections, in these elections? If you give me a small sentence.
Because we need to keep moving forward and not go back to past issues that we've already had, that we know that if we go back and do the same thing, it's going to be worse.
So, we need to keep on moving forward then, right?
Right. We need someone new in office. Not the same person in office.
Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Is that a strong Democrat or somewhat?
Strong.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm neutral.
So this is the options I have right here. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed in?
Dissatisfied.
Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economical situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'll say it's, that's a hard one. I'm going to say about the same.
Staying the same, okay. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two of these. Whenever you hear one or a subject, you tell me, I like that one, we'll go on to the next one, and then two of them, when we move forward, okay? So this is the list. Tackling inflation and improving the economy. Do you think that it should be more focused on? Do you think that's important?
Yes, okay. Yes it is.
Tackling inflation and improving the economy. Do you want to go with that one first?
I want to hear the rest of them. If nothing else, then I'll come back to that.
No. Mm-hmm. We have like 10. So improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable. Stopping reproductive rights and women equality from being rolled back. That's one of them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms. stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, not going back to Trump years of division and chaos.
That's the second one.
That one? The Trump?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Moving on to the next one. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you feel not, you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay? Kamala Harris?
Give me the numbers again so I make sure I have it right.
100.
1 is favorable, you said, and...
100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards that person or idea or organization.
And what was the others?
So 50 is means you don't feel warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Okay. All right. Got it. 100.
100?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Cold.
So 0?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Fifty, I guess.
50. Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
0. Okay. Joe Biden.
100.
100. Okay. Democrats in Congress.
100.
100. Okay. Cornel West.
50.
All right. Project 2025.
0.
Okay.
I lost you.
JD Vance.
Oh, 0.
0. Okay. Moving on to the next one. And now, it's still a long ways out, but what if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump? For whom would you vote for?
Kamala.
Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
And how... And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump or what he's doing?
Have I seen anything?
Yes. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump?
Yes, 5 minutes ago.
Yes, a lot, or yes,
I see stuff all the time. You can't help but see it.
A lot? Okay.
Yeah, a lot.
And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Less? Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less unfavorable or less favorable towards Donald Trump? If you could put it in a brief sentence.
Okay. Well, I just finished watching him about a half hour ago, and he said that he did more for African-Americans. He's been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
So how would you put that all in one sentence? Just like a brief statement, what would you say? Coming out of your own words, I need to put this.
I think he's delusional, and he's a liar, and he just says things to... sound good. He's not honest. He's dishonest.
I think he's a liar. You want to go with that one?
Yeah, he's dishonest. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to read you some brief statements real quick. Now I'm going to read you, read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. And please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, and 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not a convincing reason at all, okay, to support Kamala for president. Now,
okay.
this is the first one. Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state. Is that very convincing for her, or by somewhat, or zero, not at all? 10? Okay. In the election, we are facing a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning would make a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He spends his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pressure his own self-interest. Kamala Harris winning would mean turning back the politics and of hate and division for freedom and the chance for unity. We need a sane and unified president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work to bring this country together.
10.
Okay, we got two more, so bear with me. Both Kamala Harris' parents were active. Bear with me. Both of Kamala Harris's parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they installed in her commitment to fight for her rights of all people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As district attorney, Harris fought the end of human trafficking and sex trafficking and the prioritization marijuana arrests. Her policy was to reduce and even refuse to bring charges against people accused of a nonviolent marijuana case. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed were dropped. Is that a convincing reason to vote for her? Somewhat? 10?
10.
Okay. Excuse me. African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change. Now, while Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change, Kamala Harris has been at the fair front of fight of environmental justice. She created one of the national's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who have been unfair dumping waste in the communities of color. She was an early composer of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition Americans to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generation.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that to be true. So I'll say 5 because I don't know if that's true. Or not. I know that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fair. Moving on to the next one. We're almost done. You're doing a great job. We're about 80% done, okay? So please bear with me. Now, let me ask you again, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Harris.
Harris, okay. And let me ask you again, now that we've talked a little more about the election, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections?
Yes.
About the same.
Yes, it is.
Very important?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Now, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Is this very often, not often, or not at all?
Very often,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from which of the following social media sites do you receive most information? So you can choose two. There's Twitter, X, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. You can choose two of those.
YouTube and X or Twitter, whatever they want to call it now.
Okay. All right. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate.
MBA.
Okay, wow. Congratulations. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single? Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative in your political beliefs?
Ooh, I don't know. That I don't know how to answer.
Would you consider yourself liberal, moderate, or conservative?
You know, I don't really use either of those terms, to be honest with you.
So it's either like left, right, or in between.
Left, right, or in between. I don't know how to answer that, honestly. I don't define myself as either one of those.
Like if you only just have to, like thinking about your approach to the political issues, would you just describe yourself?
Liberal? I would say liberal.
More liberal?
Yeah, because Democrats are more liberal because of civil rights. So I say liberal.
Okay, so let's say somewhat liberal because you just, or you are a strong liberal.
Somewhat.
Okay. All right, now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Twice a week or more.
Twice a week or more? Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all or more than half or about half? Or less than half, or hardly any of your neighbors are white?
I have a mixture, but I would say maybe 75% is African American.
So let's say less than half are white then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How would you describe the area we live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Well, it used to be rural, but I don't think anywhere is rural now. I guess it's urban.
Urban?
Yeah, because it's still building a lot earlier now. So it used to be rural, but it's kind of in the middle now.
Okay. Now, I got just a few questions left. They're real short. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
Did you say outside for the grandparents?
Yes.
No. None of my family is born outside of the U.S.
But let's go back. No grandparents were born outside?
No.
And also your parents, right? None of them? Now, were you born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. Now this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. Thank you very much. You enjoy the rest of your evening. You've done great.
You did great as well. I've done what you're doing right now, and I know how hard it is. Keep going.
Hey, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.